A stationary front is positioned to our south and southwest. You may have noticed the front come through yesterday and last night. In many areas, temperatures fell about 10 degrees in a short amount of time as that front worked from north to south through the area. Then last night, with cooler temperatures, we had a wintry mix across a good chunk of our area. Precipitation was steadiest and heaviest along and north of I-90, and while many areas have dried out this afternoon, we've still had a spotty wintry mix, especially across portions of the North Country. Moving through time, we will see that front work its way back to the north as a warm front tonight, and that will bring another round of precipitation to our area, mainly in the form of rain. Most areas will warm up enough that we will see just plain rain showers and drizzle through the night. The exception will be through portions of central and eastern Vermont, where temperatures are likely to be near or below freezing. So along the central and northern Greens, the Connecticut River Valley, and also the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, those areas have the best potential to see icing through the night into tomorrow morning. Again, for the rest of us, temperatures look to be mild enough for mainly just showers as we go through the night. And then as we head into the day tomorrow, that warm front will work its way to the north, and a cold front will sweep through during the morning. So showers are likely through the first part of the day on Friday. Then we're likely to see at least some drier weather for the second half of the day, and maybe even some breaks of sunshine as we work into tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will be on the mild side, running mainly in the 50s and 60s, so we kind of sneak back into that warmer air for at least one day. And then on Saturday, we step back just a bit, but it's a very pleasant, very seasonable start to the weekend with temperatures on Saturday in the 40s and 50s. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, drizzle and rain likely, with pockets of freezing rain most likely in eastern Vermont, low in the 30s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of rain likely, mainly during the morning, some early icing is possible, mainly in eastern Vermont, drying out with breaks of sun by afternoon, with highs in the 50s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy, drizzle and rain likely, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of rain likely during the morning, drying out with breaks of sun by afternoon, with highs in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, drizzle and rain likely, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of rain likely, mainly during the morning, drying out with breaks of sun during the mid to late afternoon, with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, drizzle and rain likely, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of rain likely, mainly during the morning, drying out with breaks of sun by afternoon, high 55 to 60. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 40s and 50s, and on Sunday, partly sunny, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.